When the warehouse workers gather, you know we gonna be lit. Talking about all matters, dropping that knowledge shit. Cause we get it started, heat the best way. Crack it open with the drink of the day. Then we got Nerd Corner, Josh spitting facts. All types of nerd stuff, all up in the act. But when it comes to females, you know who hit the scene. Ricardo letting you know how we do his thing. Yeah, cause this ain't just some chit chat. Nah, this the Warehouse Rats.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, or however you prefer to be identified.
I was about to say that too.
Hey, it's the Warehouse Rats podcast, season 2, episode 13. We're back. We're black.
No, we're not.
We're ready to rock out with our cocks out. So,
full disclaimer: Josh has been drinking already. He's on his. His third, fourth of a beer.
We were taking too long to start, so I started without you, which is like the story of my life.
Actually, you know what? I'm almost done with this one, so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Right on.
Yeah. So why are you drinking so quickly today?
Man, let me tell you. I got some news today. It wasn't great news.
No, it was not.
And, I decided to drink my feelings away.
You know what? I honestly felt like getting some more beer, and I'm like, you know what? Today's. But then, you know what? I've been dreading mornings. Mornings suck lately.
See, I noticed that they only suck if I mix my alcohols. If I stick to one particular alcohol for the night, I'm usually good the next day. Okay. But if I have a little bit of this and a little bit of that, that's usually when I get myself into trouble.
Okay, so for listeners that don't know, I am Ricardo.
Dude,
and Josh is Josh.
They know who you are by now.
Micah, welcome.
AKA the Fluffer.
I do have a complaint. Again. It has come to my attention, or to somebody else's attention, that you do not, what's the word I'm trying to find? You do not say hi to in the mornings when you get there. He said he was offended, and that's some bullshit. He's also DNA wise related to me.
What?
I said DNA wise related to me.
So one of your brothers?
Yes. Yes. The tall one.
They're both kind of tall.
The skinny one.
I've never seen him.
Really? He told me that he's always in his truck, and you pass by him and not even say hi.
Damn.
Messed
up, dude.
Don't even acknowledge that he's there.
I'm all worn out from fluffing. I just stare at the ground.
Okay.
Dragging my tail.
Oh, shit.
Quote unquote tail.
What he means by his penis, ladies, his penis is huge. Huge.
Your brother really said that?
Yeah, he did. He said, he's like, man, he never says hi to me.
Well, he never says hi to me.
Well, I guess it's a mutual thing then.
Yeah, it's kind of like Lance Vader and the other guy.
Lance Vader? You mean Lance Caster? Lance Star, I mean? Yeah.
How many nicknames can one person have?
Apparently a lot.
Apparently. Holy shit.
So what are you drinking today? Micah?
Oh, sorry. A Canadian favorite, imported beer.
Beer.
Yeah, you gotta say that with your best French accent.
Beer.
Oh.
Lava. Loué. Beer. 1847.
Nice. Okay. So, actually, I had my second interview with a Canadian Wednesday.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
It's not the Canadians, right?
Sure. the Canadians. No. Oh no.
There you go.
I couldn't handle those two by myself, to be honest. Yes. If you're listening, Canadians, and you're two, you guys are spooky.
You always take it one step too far, man.
Boo.
You always take it one step too
far. No, not too far.
Yeah, a little bit.
No, a little bit. How's that too far?
You gotta leave it just to the point where they can question, maybe they're talking about me. But then you add that one little thing after, like, oh yeah, they're definitely talking about me.
No, I said spooky. What does that mean? It's Halloween.
What do you think?
It's Halloween.
No, anyway. It's not.
Almost. We're like literally about a month.
According to like, you know, fucking stores nowadays, it's already Christmas. So
that's very true.
No,
that's
like true. There's a big craft store chain that already has all their Christmas shit out.
You know what I was wondering?
And when I noticed it was like July, they had all their shit. I'm like, dude, they do realize Christmas is still a little ways out, right?
What I was wondering, like, you know how those Halloween stores, how they had all those masks and mm-hmm. all those blah, blah.
How are they selling them this year?
Well, no, not just that, but like, where do they find all these locations to be up for just a certain amount of time? You know what I mean?
Well, any strip mall that has an open lot. And honestly, with strip malls, that's quite a bit.
You're right. I guess I never thought about that. Mm. You're so smart, Josh.
I try, man.
I don't know why I always think that you're not that smart.
What the fuck?
Smart or informed?
Yes. Well,
yes. I think you have to be both, right?
No, you can be informed and be dumb as fuck.
So, yeah, well, that's true. So, what are we drinking today? We are drinking some Oktoberfest because it is almost October.
Yeah.
It is from Lindenberg's. Lindenbiggles.
Yes.
Yes. It's a German style.
Sure.
Marzen beer.
Uh huh.
Yes.
That's what we're going for.
Is it good?
Yeah.
I almost brought a stout, but I remember you don't like stouts.
I'm very picky about my stouts. Very picky.
It was a beer exchange? No. Mm-hmm. It was
I love that place.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, I remember the last time. Okay, so for those who don't know, in Kalamazoo, there is a restaurant called the Kalamazoo Beer Exchange. They have two floors. The top, or not the top floor, but the upper floor is more of the restaurant. They got a bar and stuff like that. Also, good food. Had one of the best fish sandwiches there in my entire life.
The hell?
Oh, yeah, it was super good. And underneath, they have more just the bar. They got a pool table and a couple other stuff. The coolest thing about this place is they have these big screens behind the bar, and it's their beers that they have available and all the prices for them. And they have them up like the stock exchange. And now every now and again, there'll be a crash or a change in the stocks, and the beer prices will change. During the height of Oberon from Bell's,
right.
I was waiting. I was like, you know what? I'll drink water for right now. And so I'm waiting, and they had a stock crash on Oberon, and what's normally like $6 for a tall, they took it down to like $1.50. I was like, I'll take five. Thank you very much. And sure enough, they brought all five to the table. I'm like, dude, I am set. It was, it's so cool.
What is your favorite location downtown when you used to be young and wild and reckless?
As far as drinking or fluffing?
Both.
When it comes to...
Aren't they the same?
Oh, no. No. Do not mix drinking with fluffing. Fluffing is...
an art form.
Very much so. You need to be on your game and focused.
You need to be on the ball.
Literally. Okay. Real it in. All right. Yeah, when it comes to drinking, I really enjoy Up and Under.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's a lot of fun. I enjoy the pool and fine young employees. That's politically correct, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, and do they work there?
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah.
Okay, cool. And some of them don't, but. And when it comes to fluffing, I try to go behind the scenes on that one.
Behind the scenes, like
behind
back door, back door,
back door, back door. So you can find me at your local market, where the meat is fresh.
It's 28 years old, so 29 years old. It's not that fresh anymore, bro. No, but you know what I noticed though. What I noticed is that. I wouldn't think that you're an open under person. I mean,
you guys keep saying that. I don't know what that is.
I know you're what old, but
it's
is that like a discotheque?
No,
it's a discotheque.
I wish. I would love to like disco and rollerblade if that was like a thing. And
what I was thinking is that you're more of a let me see, like a the library. No.
Now, is that another discotheque, or are we like legit bro, talking about the library?
You keep using discotheque. That's like the.
Well, I'm wearing my grandpa sweater today, so I mean,
yes, you are.
So yeah,
see the library. That was kind of like supposedly this is what I heard before. So the reason they call it the library is because if a college student, let's just say your parents call you like, where are you at? Oh, I'm at the library. So that's actually like a bar and grill and or not.
So you're
grill,
so you're not lying.
You're not lying, but you're definitely not at the library. You're
at the library.
You're at the library bar. Now
I like it.
The only two times that I've been there, it was actually fucking well, it was a long time ago, but it was packed in there. It was crazy packed, so packed in fact, that
what the fuck?
That the bathroom was like there were fucking like
was there a line?
No, they had clogged the bathroom somehow, and it overfilled, so the bathrooms were fucking, like, flooded.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But there was a whole bunch of women there, and, it was really nice.
Are individuals who identified as women?
Sure. I'm pretty sure these are women.
Okay.
And, let's just say, even back then, in my younger years, if I would have tried just a little bit harder, I could have been the wrong decision for some of these women.
I don't know if I feel sad for them or for you.
For both of us. For both of us.
Sure, let's say that.
Let's just say that I would have put my lamp flare on. Like really, mm-hmm. But this is like this is the earlier years.
Alright, so just
so I didn't have it.
Let's,
I didn't
let's
have it anymore.
Troubleshoot, Ricardo.
Okay, go ahead.
If you were gonna turn on your Latin flare, what would that look like?
Well, I can't. Typically, I can't just like turn it on demand. But just because I am a warehouse rat, I will try my hardest.
Okay.
So, if I was, let's just say that.
So, say I am Miami Leslie.
Oh.
And you walk up to me in a bar. How would you use your Latin flair to get me interested?
Are we in Miami right now? Or
fuck yeah, we're in Miami.
Okay. Hey, how's it going? What's your name?
You couldn't sound more white right now.
Oh my god!
Really? like border, like not Hank Hill white, but you're definitely like radio announcer white.
Peggy.
Damn it, Bobby!
Dang it, Bobby! You failed English. We speak English. No, I can't. Honestly, I can't do it on demand because then there's a lot of pressure. But you know,
why don't you actually like start off with like you know whispering
your ear?
Sweet Spanish nothings in my ear. And shit, you can say whatever the fuck you want. I don't know what you're saying.
Hey, real talk though, what I really want to ask you guys, okay, and I noticed it more from you than from Micah.
That's racist.
Why?
Because I'm whiter than him.
I'm black on paper.
Okay. Show me your papers.
Nope. Keep it moving.
Okay. So, I was reading this little thing on I forget where I was at, but
pH. It almost,
pH, yes, but that's just besides the point. This is probably before pH or after pH. Where it said, it started like reading into like some, going into some English and Spanish. So it started off in English and then it kind of like mixed into some Spanish, back into some English, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this. How strange or how cool or how weird is it for me to go into Spanish and English without, or fascinating? I would say fascinating, maybe. Like, let's just say that I'm talking like this, and all of a sudden, like, comienzo a hablar en español, y luego, then I go back to English, and then I go.
I think that's kind of cool.
Is it? I mean,
even though, like, okay, I actually worked with a gal forever ago who would do that in like mid conversation. She would just start going, and I'd just stand there. And then I would have to remind her, I was like, you do know I don't speak Spanish, right? And she's like, oh, damn it. And then she would, like, you know,
right.
say, you know. So, I mean, I don't have a problem. Like, I don't know what you're saying.
No,
but it sounds cool.
No, that's what I was asking. Like, how cool is it? Or because I hear, but to us, it's like, it's so common that it's kind of like, you know, it's like whatever.
Well, okay. In a different regards, how cool would you think if I could pull off a flawless Irish accent? And so mid-conversation, I'm talking all American, you know, howdy-toody and shit like that. And then all of a sudden, I pull off an Irish accent. How cool would that be?
That is pretty cool.
That would be really cool.
You know what? I was thinking also, I've heard before, like, the only people that I've heard, or no, two different races that I heard speak in a different dialect, I don't want to say dialect, language. Going in and out from that language to, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Okay, going from from English to that language to back to English.
Mm-hmm.
Is I heard Russians which are super fucking sexy, like the way they speak, and even and Muslims, like Arabic. I don't know what the right word is, but Arabic. When they go in and out of their language and back to English and vice versa, mm-hmm. I think it's pretty cool.
You know, Mila Kunis speaks flawless Russian.
Oh, yeah. I like her. Jackie. So what about you, Michael? What can you tell me about that? Does it sound interesting to you or at all? Or is it just like, I guess you were raised around a lot of my people, so.
I think it depends on the language. Okay. So if it's of the Latin variety.
Right.
It's money. If you start putting like a Chinese accent or something on it, bro, you don't know how many people I talk to with like a thick.
go ahead. Continue.
Chinese accent. And it is so challenging to understand.
But that's
why I don't order Chinese food.
Put that aside.
Real Chinese food.
Putting that aside, though, like as far as like, let's just say they were able to speak, enunciate their words.
Enunciate.
Enunciate.
Nope.
enunciate their words correctly in the more civilized language such as English.
Oh.
Did I say that? No.
Yeah.
No.
Yikes.
If they were able to enunciate.
No.
Their English correctly comparative to, or not comparative, but going in and out of that language, do you think it's more fascinating or do you think it's still fascinating? Putting the accent aside.
Yeah, I'd say being able to speak two languages or however many, that's pretty cool.
I think he's lying.
See, I'm kind of jealous the people who can speak multiple languages, but I mean, if I really wanted to talk more than one language, I could very well, you know, do that. It's just a lot of work.
I don't think you could.
And I have a hard time just speaking English.
I don't think you could.
Fuck you, Ricardo.
No, here's the reason why.
See, how cool would it be if in like a month I showed up to work and I speak flawless Spanish? How fucking crazy would that? We could do an entire podcast episode in Spanish.
We could.
Oh God, that sounds so exhausting. I gave up. Nope.
Here's the reason why I don't think you can. Because I tried to learn a different language and I couldn't. It is actually super fucking hard. You gotta be, and it doesn't have to do anything with intelligence. It really doesn't. I think it's all about
how you talk.
No, it's not that. It's, well, I see. If you're good with your tongue. And I'm really good with my tongue. Also,
The pack. Oh, damn, we needed the... Oh.
Okay, Micah. You're very good. Also, the one, I mean, so one of the factors would be how passionate you are about learning that language.
Right.
And also, you know, just what you're going to use it for, obviously. Because it, or how often you use it.
Hmm. See, like, know. My biggest thing is there was actually like a good month where I was in the process of trying to teach myself Italian. Mm.
Italiano.
That's not Italian.
Yes, it is.
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Focus. And I think the hardest thing for me is I haven't found a method where they're teaching the language, but in a practical sense to use it in order to learn it more effectively. Right. Like with the program I was using, it was just kind of some oddball stuff.
Hooked on Phonics.
I don't think that's
Hooked on Phonics in Italian. But I mean, just it was I don't know, like, it wasn't a bad program. It just didn't work for me. So it's, for me right now, it's a matter of finding something that's gonna make it stick right for me.
So I've used Duolingo before, which is a free app. And I think for different languages, I tried to learn Portuguese. That was like my ultimate goal, to learn Portuguese.
Portuguese is a very sexual language.
And I'm a very sexual person.
No, you're...
Well, okay, I try to be a sexual person. But no, that one of the reasons I really wanted to is because when I saw Fast and Furious, the first one. Well, no, it wasn't the first one, the second one. I saw that Brazilian chick. Do you remember that?
Is this Too Fast, Too Furious? Because that's Eva Mendes.
No.
Is she Portuguese?
No. She's not. No.
So what the fuck does that do with Portuguese?
No, she was. There's a one that came out with when The Rock came in the first time.
Oh, gotcha.
There's a Portuguese cop that was Portuguese. Well, Brazilian, but she spoke Portuguese.
And I stopped watching after the second one.
And also, a music video that I saw one time. Okay, it was really weird. It was actually a catchy song. I wish I had it on me and I can just play it real quick. But he was doing the live event, and there was a whole bunch of Brazilian babes, and when I mean babes, I mean babes.
So they speak Portuguese?
Yeah, but he was singing in Portuguese. He doesn't sing in any other language but Portuguese, from what I know.
Oh.
But it's actually it was so catchy that I downloaded it legally, of course. And
Of course,
yeah. And it was actually in my playlist where I used to listen to it, and I was like, I kind of tried to, you know, like,
very nice.
Let me remember what is it? Vossa.
Is that your Portuguese flavor or Latin flavor?
Yes.
Flair. Not flavor. Flair.
Flavors when you seal the deal?
Yes. So, what do we got going on for NerdCon? Do you have anything for NerdCon today?
Yes, I do. I'm so excited to talk about it.
Oh, no. We're going to talk about the tower, the router.
About
the router.
No, we're not talking. We're not talking about the PS5. No, fuck. Four. No.
Five.
Fuck.
Five.
Five. Two. We're not talking about that. What we're talking about is Mandalorian Season 2.
Oh, shit.
Holy fuck. I'm so ready for this show. So, the trailer recently came out for Season 2. And it starts off with, you know, the ship of the Mandalorian, you know, flying over a planet, you know, classic Star Wars kind of thing. First thing I noticed was that the ship looked like it was damaged, like, heavily. So I'm like, holy shit, stuff's going down. But then you hear dialogue from Season 1, and one part that had me super excited was that the dialogue from season one was talking about where there's a particular Mandalorian who makes all the armor. Okay. She was saying how, great war happened between a whole bunch of, they call them wizards, but they're the Jedi, happened between the Jedi and great Mandalorians and shit like that. And in this moment, while you hear this dialogue, visually, you see a character who is in a cloak and hood and has an orange face. Now, for a Star Wars fans, immediately know that this is Ahsoka, who is a animated series character who is super cool. First time live action. Super excited. And here's the thing. And I only took bits and pieces from this trailer just from my perspective.
Right.
There are other people who have torn it apart and saying, okay, at this second mark, honestly, if you just watch it,
right,
in this part in the trailer, it's that quick. Somebody watched it slow enough to identify that the Mandalorian has potentially the character Boba Fett, who was in the original Star Wars, who is a Mandalorian, quote unquote. He has his equipment on his little speeder bike type thing. And which is crazy because it's like, okay, that clip in the trailer is literally like half a second long. So it's like, so somebody was like combing through frame by frame to figure out what they could figure out about this next season.
I guess I could see that though. Like, I know, like, I know if there's a particular TikTok, your pause game gotta be on point.
My God.
Because you don't want to miss everything.
Because you're a pervert.
No, I'm not a pervert.
all kinds of fun and exciting stuff. They also give the baby Yoda, as everybody calls him, more character. The Mandalorian has a particular weapon where it's a whole bunch of little like darts,
right?
And they make a particular sound when they engage before they release, and the cool thing is when they do release, they like fly all over the room, and it's really dramatic. And
wasn't that in the first season?
He did use it in the first season, but the cool thing is he gets it ready,
okay,
and the little baby Yoda is in his little floating pod thing, mm-hmm, and as soon as the baby Yoda sees it, he leans forward, presses a button, and then the little pod thing closes up, and then the screen goes blank. And then you hear a dish, 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 and then it comes back, and Mandalorian is just impaled another alien, and he drops over dead, and then like that's it. I was like, "Oh fuck, this is gonna be awesome."
How long was this trailer for?
Like a minute, 2 minutes maybe. But dude, it was enough to get my nerd juices going. I was so excited.
It sounds like you're very excited. When does this come out?
October 30th. And they do a weekly release. So episode one week, episode two, another week. So which is good, but terrible. Cause if all of them came out at one time, I would definitely fucking binge this thing in one night. But I like the weekly release cause it makes that experience last a little longer.
So what would happen if they wanted to charge you extra, like the Prime Plus, or not Prime Plus, but
I'd wait. I'm patient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. So that's one of the things that really bothered me about Disney, like the last, with, Mulan, how mm-hmm. it came out, and they did the early access for Prime or for what is it called?
Plus? But see, here's the thing though. Naturally, that would have come out in theaters.
They would have
made an income from that. So right now, because of the state of the world, they can't do that. Well, so they have to find a way to make that money back.
Well, then play devil's advocate though. So I understand that they need to make their money. However, they are filthy rich and us people are suffering just along with them as well. You know what I mean? So except for me, because I'm fine.
But here's the thing. If you're already doing really well as a company, why stop? Why not just keep going with the wealth that you're getting?
Because I don't know if you know about social awareness in this. Social, not distancing, social. Being a socially responsible company does not always necessarily mean that profit's going to be your ultimate goal. In this case, because, you know, with the state of the world, how it is right now, this company known as Disney should be more aware of it. Like, look, we're definitely in it to make a profit. I know we still got to pay our workers and our event, essentially our, you know, our hustle. But we're definitely not going to try to extortion too much money out of people who are also just living the pandemic just with us as well. So what do you think, Michael? So let me get you on just to let you know. So Mulan, they wanted to charge like $30 to be able, wasn't it $30?
Yeah.
To be able to watch it for,
Side note before that movie, totally worth it.
Have you watched it?
I have.
Oh, shit.
It's fabulous.
Okay.
Like, out of all of their live action movies, it's my favorite.
So you paid those $30?
Oh, fuck no.
Did it come out already?
No. I watched it at somebody else's house who paid $30 to watch it. So, but anyway.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I'm thoroughly confused because I had walked in on my roommates watching Mulan. And they have Disney Plus. So, sorry to get on a sidetrack. What's this $30 about? If you don't have Disney Plus?
It's Prime Access. Yeah, there you go. Eventually, Mulan will be added to the regular availability to watch as any other Disney Plus thing. The Prime Access is basically to watch it because it was supposed to be a release, you know, release into the theaters. But since they can't do that, they are charging $30 to have people watch it in place of going to the theater.
Now, essentially. Do they have different other movies with that too, or just
It's the only one that's come out.
Oh, okay.
So here's the thing. If theaters stay closed and then they release yet another movie in that time, chances are that will also be another $30. Like, I remember when, what was it? Onward came out. Is a Disney Pixar movie. And honestly, it was fantastic. And I cried because I cry at everything.
Pussy.
Shut the fuck up. I saw it in the theater. A week later, it was on Disney Plus.
Oh, wow.
When my wife and I bought Frozen 2 for the kids, and they watched it and loved it and everything, great. We have it on DVD. A week later, it was on Disney Plus. So I get it, you know, for them to continue make that income, which is great. If they're a business, yes, the whole point is to make money. They're not out there, you know, trying to solve world peace or some shit like that. Right. They're a company there to make money. So, yes, charge for something that can't be out in the theater. And here's the thing. You have plenty of Disney fans who are going to pay for it.
For sure.
And honestly, it was worth it. My God. For somebody else.
Is Disney Plus free?
No.
No.
Okay, so both of these are luxury items.
Yes.
So the most ethically responsible thing to do is offer Disney Plus for free with Mulan for free.
Why? Going to the movies is a luxury item, and you're going to spend more than $30 to go see it.
Well, I just think being in this pandemic right now, a lot of people out of work.
Fuck Corona.
Yeah, it's a battle. I don't know. It just seems like the ethical thing to do to make it available to all. I sound like a communist. I'm sorry. But just in these times.
This is America.
But maybe that's why they gave us a stimulus check to buy Disney Plus and buy $30 movies.
The one.
No, I do, like I said, I do understand the whole concept of making money. But, you know, especially like with Disney, they're not gonna go out of business for just, you know, the whole Mulan. And yeah, I don't know. No, and they still can't release it though. If they really wanted to release it in theaters, they could. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's movie theaters that are open. There's drive-throughs or not drive-throughs, drive-ins.
Not as many as you.
Well, there's not as many, but then there's also like those.
Maybe this pandemic will bring those back.
That'd be awesome. Because
that would be sweet.
We have one. One growing up, like there was one right next to where we lived, and we used to go pretty often. I mean, yeah. Not only was it fairly cheap. I mean, they had like the best chili fries, and then they had the greatest. Like,
nice.
They had this. I'm just thinking about it. It gets me a little hungry. they had what is it called?
I bet you got those slushy pop things.
It was a Pepsi with real cherry, like it's almost like a real cherry flavor. It wasn't artificial. Well, thinking back, it's probably artificial, but it tasted really good. It was really fun too, because like especially like once I started to get a little bit older, like you know, you can smoke and drink if you really wanted to.
See,
and you know,
so. I didn't go to a drive-in theater until I think I was probably 22. No,
okay.
At least 20 before I went to my first drive-in theater.
That's roughly what, I don't know. I was actually a little bit younger, probably around. I don't know if I was out of high school yet or not, but it was definitely something.
See, for you have two different experiences with drive-in theater and traditional theater. Say you go to drive-in theater, it's the experience of being there is the experience itself, because it's fun and it's cool and it's different. Now, going to an actual movie theater, you get more of a sensory stimulus. Like you have the surround sound and the screen and stuff like that, where everything is focused on there. Because at a drive-in, you can very easily get distracted by everything else. So I mean,
I saw. Not to cut you off, but there I saw a fight there that broke out right next to us. So it was kind of interesting.
Well, my point exactly. So I mean, so each one provides its own unique experience, and I'm trying to remember what was the first. Oh shit! I can't even remember the first movie I saw. But like, it was two movies, so we were there for like 4.5 hours. And then it was like 2 a.m. by the time we finally decided to drive home. It was like a 45-minute drive.
Yeah, that's how it was where we went. It's always a double feature. So it was like one.
Super cool.
Yeah, I mean, you get two for the price of one.
Right.
And not only that, but I mean, they charge you by the car and it's not that expensive. So.
No. And then like if everybody like brings extra cash, then like you can totally stack up on like fucking food and snacks and and depending on like I remember one time when my wife and I went, we had a Chevy Equinox, and the cool thing with that is the back seats would fold down, but they were still at an incline when they were folded down. So what we did is we parked, folded them down, opened the back latch, and then we basically had like a couch to sit on.
Nice.
For this giant fucking ass thing, and we had the audio coming through the car, so surround sound,
right.
It was awesome.
Yeah, so I wish, you know, if you kind of think about it, here in Kalamazoo, I think that they would be able to do it fairly easily.
Yeah,
I don't know in the wintertime how it would work, because I think it takes away a lot of
most drive-in places aren't open during the winter.
Well, no, I know, but what I'm saying though is like, but with the pandemic, I'm pretty sure. Some of them would want to stay open in the wintertime.
Nah.
I'll bet you they would.
Nah.
I say I wouldn't know how it would work.
It's standard operating procedure. As soon as the snow starts falling, you're done.
Well, I'm going to open up a drive-in movie theater.
It'll be open year-round.
It will be open year-round.
Just to four seasons.
Yeah, four seasons. Well, I mean, if you kind of think about it, being the whole pandemic and all, like, I mean, it make a little sense.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how it would work, but
honestly, I honestly think movie theaters are on their way out anyways, especially with how much stuff is going straight to streaming.
Yeah.
And, you know, and like Disney is setting a precedent of, hey, we have this big blockbuster movie. You can either wait until it's free, like you normally would with any streaming service now, or you can pay a little extra, like you would if you went to the movies, and you can watch it right now.
No, I would definitely watch like a new movie that wasn't Disney. I mean, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with Disney, but let's just say there was like a movie that was supposed to come out in theaters. I'll pay $30 for a movie, depending on, you know, if I had somebody to watch it with.
I think you
want to come watch a movie?
I do. I think it'd be a shame though if they closed theaters, just because it's really the experience.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I just wish they'd make it a little cheaper. Fuck, I gotta basically sell a kidney every time I go to the theater.
I know.
I'm running out of kidneys. I didn't say they were mine, but I'm running out of kidneys. All right.
Whoa.
All right. On that note, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
This the Warehouse Rats. This the Warehouse Rats.
And we're back.
Excuse me.
Dude, come on now.
I'm sorry.
So, Ricardo, there is an individual that goes by the name of Brody. Oh. Who we designated an entire segment to.
We did.
I can't help but think back to the moment where we were returning to our workstations after a well-deserved Rona's lunch. Roma's lunch, not Rona's.
I was like, Rona?
I'm sorry. You know, Corona, Rona. I'm so used to saying
tomato, tomato.
Yeah, right. One kills you, one fills you up.
Whoa.
long term, the other one kills you too.
yes, it does.
And then the other one is pizza. So focus.
Okay.
I remember you two doing that whole meeting each other in the middle and then trying to like figure out who's going to go in which direction, and neither of you like deciding, hey, you go this way, I go that way. And I've never seen you get so giggly and bashful, if you want to call it.
It's a big word.
Sure.
For my very little dictionary.
Emphasis on the dick.
Ooh,
got him.
Got him. Okay.
It was adorable.
It was very adorable.
And like, I was kind of want to stand there and go, aw.
No, I did see her. I saw her the other day. It's funny you say that because I saw her and I hadn't seen her in a while. Probably about a week or two. And I was in the break room doing my break. And she came in, got some water.
How was she walking?
Brody style.
Look, man, I think I'm going to ask her one of these days and be like, look, here's the thing. So a lot of people think that you're super nice and attractive, but your walk is a little weird. What's the deal? No, but anyways, I saw her at the I saw her in the break room, and she was wearing a mask. She was actually looking really nice. She had some very form fitting clothes, and it was nice. and I actually texted one of our coworkers, and I said, "Look, I saw Brody. I almost said hi, but I didn't have the opportunity." And in my defense, I didn't have the chance to say hi.
You're intimidated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of all of his ladies, he gets the most silly around her.
Yeah. That one and the other one. the blonde. The one that doesn't know. The one that I wonder if she knows how much I love her. That one's intimidating too. She makes me nervous.
That seems fair.
Those are literally like the only ones that make me nervous. Like the other ones, I'm like, dude, just, you know, let's see what's up, you know.
Yeah. Let's open a bottle of wine.
Some Marvin Gaye. I don't even know what that means, but it sounds good.
Yeah. Barry White?
Some Barry White?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Down by the fire.
Yeah. Sing me a little piece.
Nope.
Marvin Gaye?
Yeah.
Sexual Healing?
Go ahead.
Break it down.
Break it down, Micah.
Break it down for us.
Break it down.
Come on, buddy.
You got it.
Come on, buddy. You can do it.
Come on, buddy.
You can do it. Ricardo,
I don't know.
You're the singer.
I don't know any
out of the group of us. Well, this got weird.
let me think of a song.
I don't know what's happening.
I'm thinking of slow jam.
Why are you snapping?
Because I'm in my mind. I'm trying to like. Oh, is that who is that?
Man, this should go on like a sexy mix.
Yo, I can make some love with this.
Oh my God. Heyo.
Oh shit! That's
oh my gosh!
Oh wow!
That was amazing.
That was good. That was really good, Micah.
I love fluffing.
Well done.
Anyways, I saw her and she looked at me and I looked at her, but I just didn't really have the opportunity to fully express any feeling towards her. That's all I have for that one. But luckily I did get to see her once, so.
Good. I'm glad.
Are you as frustrated as I am, Josh, with Ricardo's behavior around Brody?
What do you mean by what frustrated? Like
explain your question.
Elaborate. Is it vicariously? Bicurious? I don't know.
Bicuriously.
Bicuriously is probably.
That's a part of how you wish to identify.
Okay. Well, when you fluff, yeah. There's no gender. No, I put myself in your shoes and I think of an attractive female that I have these feelings for, or crushes for, and man, I just feel the sexual tension right now. It's huge, and it's like,
well, after so a song like that, yeah, man,
coming from you, that like I can only like feel it, and I'm like, I'm just really angry and frustrated.
I know. So here's what I would do, Micah. I want next time you find yourself in a situation where you're frustrated, sexually frustrated. There is a website to for help, right?
This isn't about me. This is about you and Brody and you opening up that can.
Yeah, I mean, because honestly, I'm not gonna lie, I get a little frustrated too sometimes. You haven't spoken out.
I know. So look, say I haven't had the opportunity, but next time that I see her, I'm gonna just go up to her. Like, look,
okay.
Here's the thing.
No.
Here's the thing. I love you. You probably don't love me, but I think you kind of do, deep down, you love me, and...
All right, Ricardo.
Okay.
Ricardo.
Ricardo. Yes.
We both know that conversation's never going to happen.
That's not going to happen, yeah.
Even with the woman, you wonder if she knows how much you love her. That conversation's never going to happen. Okay.
I don't know. That one...
No, dude, okay. You have more of a chance of that happening with Brody than you do with the other one. Because you know the other one would destroy you.
Yeah.
Okay? Brody, I think you actually have a fighting chance. But you have to take that first step. If you don't take that first step, Ricardo, you're always going to be one step behind. Look, and if you're one step behind, you're not close enough to smell her hair.
Who's a creep now, fucker?
I wasn't saying I was going to smell her hair. I'm just saying.
I think you want me to smell her hair and tell you how it smells.
Oh, my God. That'd be hilarious.
That's what I feel that's what you want me to do. And since I'm a team player.
I'm not going to say no, but I'm not endorsing it.
Wow. I never even thought about smelling her hair.
What the fuck?
Huh.
Is this Brody or number two?
Both. Yes.
Both.
Can you describe number two? What's the last interaction you've had with number two?
Wondering if she knows how much he loves her.
Yes.
How often do you see number two?
I see her quite often, actually.
Where do you see number two?
Can we stop saying number two?
Yeah, number two sounds like...
Let's not talk about number two.
We should give her a name. We should give her...
But I don't know who number two is.
Let's just say she's... voluptuous?
Nope.
In the right places or all around?
In the right places.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Moving on.
Anyways, let's go party talk because this is getting a little out of hand here. And okay, so let's talk about Brody talk because
there you go.
I got the unfortunate news today that starting Sunday, TikTok will be winding down a little bit.
Dum, 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 dum. You can thank your buddy Trump for that.
Yeah. I don't know why. I think it's just super stupid. I think it's a very... I'm not trying to be as political as I should be or vice versa. I don't know.
Okay.
I just think it's crazy how he wants to shut something down that's so...
Because he's not profiting from it. That's why. Now, and I'm sure a lot of more political listeners who are entitled to their opinions and thoughts and however they want to see whatever probably disagree. And that's perfectly fine. We live in a country where we're allowed to disagree. And we can voice our own opinions as much as we want. But the biggest thing that I've seen when it comes to TikTok and it being banned and stuff like that was simply because the fact that we aren't specifically profiting from it. And the country that is supposedly the one that are allegedly the one that created Corona,
which is a China virus.
Yeah. So, yeah. And so, I mean, whatever. I mean, honestly, it's a fucking app.
I think here's my honest opinion about this. I think it's mostly just because, from what I heard, right. One of his campaign rallies that he did, a lot of TikTokers kind of said that, hey, they banded up together and they essentially, what they did is they've asked for all these freaking tickets to one of the campaign events and they just didn't show up. So I think he's still a little bit bitter about that. So he just kind of wants to, so, you know, cause they're a little bit more anti, Trump, you know. Don't get me wrong, there's a lot of Trump supporters on TikTok, but
oh yeah.
But I think there's a lot more not supporters. But I could be wrong. I don't know. I don't know exactly.
I don't know. I don't TikTok.
Yeah, you do.
So Ricardo, side question before you get started over here. When are you going to start your dancing TikTok channel?
Well, now that TikTok is going to be canceled, I don't know if that's worth it or not.
Well, you want to be a YouTube sensation, so maybe.
But you want to kill my YouTube dream.
Okay.
Matter of fact, you want to kill my dream and your daughter's dream of being a YouTube star. So you know, I don't know.
Why won't you just dance?
Yeah,
I could.
and put it on YouTube and become a Latin sensation.
I mean,
then you could wear a sombrero without a. Well, no, can I finish?
Go ahead.
Can I finish?
Go ahead.
Then you could wear a sombrero.
That's racist. What?
Can I finish?
Go ahead.
Can I finish?
Go ahead.
Then.
Hmm.
You could wear a sombrero.
Oh my god.
Will you all let me finish my thought?
So I found this other guy on TikTok because, you know, he's actually kind of funny. He has some stupid faces that he does, so I think it kind of adds to the humor of it. But I think some of these questions that he asks, and it's like some deep questions supposedly, are a little funny, but some of them are like, okay, that makes a little sense. Like, that's kind of weird. So he needs some answers, okay?
All right.
So this is Jesse Joseph on TikTok. So yeah.
All right.
Let's hear the first one. Okay, so Jesse Joseph needs some answers. Now, like I said, his faces are a thing that kind of helps a lot. So.
If two babies are born at the same time, but on different sides of the world, would they have different birthdays?
Yes.
Do twins ever realize that one of them were unplanned? Okay, well, riddle me this. How in the hell would a mermaid give birth? They don't have a put. You won't have trouble with rent, food, or bills for the next 10 years, whether you're successful or not.
What?
What?
The only part of your reflection that you can lick is your tongue.
What the fuck? Out of my head.
Why is it that when you jump inside a train that's moving, you land in the same spot? But if you were on top of the train and you jumped, you would land in a different spot. If two babies are born at the same time, but on different sides of the world, would they have different birthdays? Do twins ever realize that one of them were unplanned? Okay, well, riddle me this. How in the hell would a mermaid give birth? They don't have a put. If you rob a bank, you won't have trouble with rent, food, or bills for the next 10 years, whether you're successful or not. The only part of your reflection that you can lick is your tongue.
That's pretty interesting because you really can't. I
can't get this one out of my head. Why is it that when you jump inside a train that's moving, you land in the same spot? But if you were on top of the train and you jumped, you would land in a different spot.
I'll get that one. I'll get that.
You don't get that.
Alright.
Oh my god.
Let's go to
that's good.
This is like the giant thing. He doesn't get the train.
Oh,
I
no.
mean, I can't. No, I can't understand it, but I mean, it's just. Let's move on. Let's move on. Okay, we got. He needs answers. Jesse needs answers.
Okay.
Quiet on set.
If you ate your whole ass self, would you become twice as big, or would you just completely disappear?
What? Hey, what?
Yo, if a vampire bites a zombie, does the zombie become a vampire, or does the vampire become a zombie?
Ooh.
If the universe is always expanding, what is it expanding into? Why do sleeping pills come with a warning saying may cause drowsiness? I hope so.
Nice.
Yo, if you're standing behind a clock, would the clock still be going clockwise? Yo, when we're born, are we living? Or are we dying? If you ate your whole ass self, would you be...
He needs answers, man.
I don't know.
What hair color do they put on bald people's driver's license? Are nice. Children who act in R-rated movies allowed to watch the film when it's done?
I always thought about that, too.
If they're accompanied by an appropriate age adult.
What would happen if a non-movable object met an unstoppable force? If God sneezed, what would you say? What age do you have to be considered died of old age?
Oh.
How is it possible that the world is in debt? Who does it owe money to? What hair color do they put on bald people's drive?
Okay, well boy, well boy.
Oh my god.
At one point in our lives, our parents put us down and never picked us up again.
What the fuck?
How do you throw away a garbage can?
What?
If you get out of the shower clean, how does your towel get dirty? What would happen if you got scared half to death twice?
Nice.
If you work security at a Samsung store, would you be considered guardian of the galaxy?
Nice.
That's good, that's good.
Oh my god.
It's like his faces are like just stupid.
My god.
Right, I think this is the last one.
Do you think Pornhub has intros so you can check your volume before the video starts?
Yes.
Why do they call it a boxing ring when it's square?
Oh.
If two mind readers read each other's minds, technically are they reading their own mind? The only time it's okay to kick a pregnant woman is when it's from the inside.
Oh my god.
If a store is open 24/7, 365 days a year, why does the door have locks? What if we can't go through mirrors because our own reflection stops us? Oh.
Oh, man.
I don't get that.
Oh. That one fucked me up just a little bit.
Can you please indulge?
Okay, so think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're standing in front of a mirror. So let's hold up there.
My bad.
Let's just say
My bad.
What the fuck are you doing?
My bad.
All right, no, you're cut off. You're done.
Damn.
So let's just say for argument's sake that mirrors are the doorway to utopia. Okay?
Okay.
But the only thing stopping you is your own reflection. So when you go up to a mirror, if you go to put your hand on a mirror, you're met by your hand. So essentially, quote unquote, stopping yourself.
Yeah. I get it.
Holy shit. That just shattered my brain. That or it's the whiskey.
I think it's a whiskey.
No, man.
Let's do a...
we do one more?
I'm pretty sure he has more, but let me just see. Do you want that or do you want what's the word? Secret of the day? Pick a number between 250 already? Shit.
225.
Okay. Found it. I found the secret. Remember that secrets can be either very low key or they can be super deep. Who will find out?
So my husband had an affair with my mother while I was in boot camp back in 2018.
Nice.
I suspected it because this fucker is a cheater regardless, but I'm like, nah, my mama wouldn't do that to me.
Oh,
2020, literally the first day, I saw all the messages that they were still sexting and planning to F again when we went back home. Because we're stationed out in the other side of the country. Now it's hard to even talk to both without getting mad. I confronted her and him and everything. Now I'm just here because we have a kid and he threatens to take him away from me if I leave. I really do hate my life because I did absolutely nothing to deserve any of this.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So my husband had an affair with my mother while I was in boot camp back in 2018. Mm-hmm. I suspected it because this fucker is a cheater regardless, but I'm like, nah, my mama wouldn't do that to me.
Yeah, that's the one.
2020, literally the first day, I saw all the messages that there were that they were still sexting and planning to F again when we went back home. Because we're stationed out in the other side of the country. Now it's hard to even talk to both without getting mad. I confronted her and him and everything. Now I'm just here because we have a kid and he threatens to take him away from me if I leave. I really do hate my life because I did absolutely nothing to deserve any of this.
Well, my question is,
why would the dad get the kid?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Even first of all, you're cheating on her, and then on top of that, like, women, for the most part, are the ones that get the...
If you're military and in, woman and in military, chances are you already won the sympathy vote, so you're gonna get your kid.
And on top of that, you got guns and shit.
I don't know if you knew this, but most of America has a gun, or at least 10.
Okay, that's true. But at least she knows how to use a gun more than your average person.
Yeah.
What do you think, Micah?
The mom must be pretty hot.
I hope so.
I would hope so too, man. You know, like I said, I always go back to the person who... if you're the woman, you should know that men are scumbags.
And or if you identify as a woman.
Yes, if you identify as a woman and you identify as a man, know that the person who identifies as a woman should be stronger in a mental capacity than the person who identifies as a man in a sexual way, because men are sleazebags. And yes.
Are you speaking from experience because you identify as a woman?
I don't.
Damn!
Micah, I do not identify as a woman. Okay, so you know. Okay?
Why is that like you're offended?
I'm not offended. Jeez.
I'm offended.
Micah, we got 3 minutes and 31 seconds. Do you want to do another one? Pick a number.
79.
Oh my god. Alright. Let's do 79. It's 10 more than
69. Go.
She has a lot of secrets.
And go.
I know you don't like her because she has thick eyebrows, but I love her.
Yeah, she's got this man. If she'd let me pluck her eyebrows just a little bit, then we'd be fine. All right, we'd have no problems.
So this is a two-parter. So
Oh, fuck's sake!
No, you'd be all right.
Do you ever feel like you're living a lie?
Yes.
Well, maybe it depends on what you're talking about.
What?
I haven't been happy for a long time. I've never done what would make me happy. Mm. It's always what will make everyone else happy. Mm. Sounds like a people pleaser. Mm. My biggest weakness is feeling like I disappoint people. Definitely a people pleaser. Totally can relate. I got married, had two kids, stayed in the military when all I wanted to do was separate. I have lost count how many times I've daydreamed about just packing up and leaving everyone behind. My friends, my family, my husband, and my kids. Mm. Just pack up to go somewhere where no one knows me and start over alone. Mm. And then I'm hit with crippling guilt and self-loathing because what kind of mother just wants to go off and leave their kids behind? I'm not suicidal by any means. I don't want to hurt myself. I just don't want to live the life I have right now. My husband has his moments where he is absolutely wonderful and a great partner and father. But then there are so many times... Do you ever feel like... But then there are so many times when I just don't have the energy to deal with his perfectionism or temper, his incessant need to buy shit he doesn't need. I buy shit I don't need. And right when I think I have finally had enough, he tackles all the chores, the kids, gives me a back rub, and tells me to relax. He supported my choice to leave the military, and he doesn't control what I do. So why am I not happy? I don't get it. I'm not hurting financially. I have a good paying job. friends and a strong support network. So why do I feel like I am not enough? Why am I so dissatisfied with my life? I think I should talk to a professional. Let's see what the TikTok followers have to say, you guys. Well,
yeah, because TikTok followers are professionals. Shut the fuck up. Turn that bitch off.
No, no, no.
All right, no. Okay, no. Right after somebody says you should talk to a professional, then follows it up with, let's see what the TikTokers say. That's such bullshit. End it at professional, and then leave it to the professionals to give you help. Because if anybody takes fucking life lessons from a bunch of nobodies behind a fucking computer screen, fuck her. Don't put her back on here anymore. No, put your hand down. We're not talking anymore.
Okay, first of all, Josh, thank you for your opinion. We respectfully say that TikTok is a very...
the Wikipedia videos.
That's a great. That's like the best analogies I've ever heard. It's the Wikipedia of the social video media center. Yes. That's besides the point, though. What just happened?
What do you mean? What just happened?
She was mad because she has a husband that is sounds like he's actually a pretty cool guy.
It sounds like her life isn't where she'd expected it to be, and she gets disappointed, but then she can easily put her disappointment on where she is specifically in her life.
Right.
That sucks, but here's the thing. At that point in time, you made your decisions, you've made your life choices, right, and you either need to either bail,
right,
or accept where your life choices are, but then make them better for you. Mm. Don't let them just be the weight over your head, because if they're just going to be a weight over your head, get out of it. Okay? There are ways to get out of it. And here's the thing. Yes, you'll have guilt for it. Guilt will go away.
Have you ever thought about going? Have you ever thought about leaving? Not your family, but just have you ever? Maybe just not necessarily just leaving yourself, but as a family group, just be like, you know what? I want to fucking like just go away from this fucking Kalamazoo and Battle Creek area, and I just want to live like in fucking Colorado, where I can smoke as much weed as I possibly can, and go hiking as many hours I want to.
You can't hike anywhere else.
Well, Colorado has some really nice hiking places. Anyways,
Because
I thought about that myself, to be honest.
The idea of totally just checking out and starting completely over somewhere. Yeah. Yes, that is definitely alluring. You want
it's a very fantasized fantasy.
But at the same time, if that's what you're pushing to, especially when you have a full life of family and husband and kids and stuff like that, then that means there's definitely something going on in your life that you are not happy about. Address that. Don't just say, oh, I just want something else. It's like, no, then there's something within your life that you aren't happy about. Get that taken care of.
Because I think me personally, like hopefully with my family, even though I love my family, sometimes I just want to like,
peace.
Yeah, pretty much. I love to be like in a different fucking different side of the world and just be like, right, I don't know, just mean have a dog or a fucking possum as a pet or something. I don't know.
Possum?
Like, and just like travel the world, you know what I mean?
With your possum.
I don't know. Oh, raccoon or whatever. No. So
that doesn't make it any better, but
a little bit. They're cute. Raccoons are cute, so I don't know.
All right.
I think it's pretty interesting. Micah, do you have the final say today? Final words.
Ricardo, if you move anywhere, will you bring the fluffer with you?
You know what, fluffer? I will bring you wherever I go.
Thank you.
Let's move to Iraq.
Oh.
I listened to your podcast original.
Okay.
I'm fucking scared of Iraq.
All right.
It'd be interesting though.
Okay. All right. We're going to wrap this up, folks. Don't forget to check out all of our social media. We're on the Instagram, the Facebook, the Twitter. Check us out on any major podcasting platform. Also, don't forget, we have a couple other projects going on. Ricardo has recently started a solo podcast called Sober Mind, Intoxicated Tongue. Be sure to check that out.
Yes.
First interview went very well, and I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, it was okay.
Also, I have started a weekly live stream of the Nerd Corner with Josh, Monday through Thursday, 9:30 to 11 a.m. Go ahead and check that out. Also, be sure to tell your friends about sandhillcoffee.com.
Oh, yeah.
If you use promo code WarehouseRats and you buy stuff, you get 20% off. If you use the promo code.
If you use the promo code.
And use it. So, that's it.
Also, I want to have like a little, I'll say like a little mini poll where we should force the fluffer to get his own social media because he is not on the media.
I know we're wrapping this up, so I apologize. I'll be very quick. So once you're in a sombrero, nothing but a little Speedo dancing, I will go on social media. That's a fair trade.
Shit.
That's a very fair trade. That's a very fair trade. You said nothing but a Speedo?
Oh, fuck.
Shit.
Okay, we'll make that happen.
You can make that. All right, folks. Maybe.
We're out for tonight. We will catch you next week.
Peace.